Australians will now have to adjust their expectations of what government can sustainably provide. Otherwise, our nation's prosperity and our people's quality of life will be at risk.
Now, let's be clear about what's going on here. Joe Hockey is softening up the Australian people. He's preparing the ground for deep and brutal cuts come budget time.
Well, I suppose we can conclude that there'll be cuts, whatever you make of them. They're the two different takes pretty much floating around on the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook, which you might be hearing referred to as MIEFO. Treasurer Joe Hockey has painted a bleak picture of the economy in his first budget update. He's forecasting slower growth and also rising unemployment. The mid-year outlook shows that this year's deficit will be $47 billion. That's up from the $30 billion that was originally forecast in the last days of the previous government. The Treasurer has foreshadowed significant spending cuts to get the budget back on track. He has, however, reconfirmed the Coalition's commitment to return the budget surplus within a decade, but how severe the cuts will be and exactly when that surplus will arrive, he didn't say. Joining me now is the Parliamentary Secretary to the Treasurer, Steve Chiobo. Thank you very much for joining us.
G'day, Waleed.
A series of economists have said that you've deliberately chosen to focus on the most negative economic forecast to make the turnaround story that you're telling and the budget cut story better. Here, for example, is the Commonwealth Bank's chief economist, Craig James's assessment of the figures.
The conservatism of the economic assumptions, they're super conservative. And what that sets up is the fact that if the economy does a little bit better, not just over the next year, over the next couple of years, then the government can claim significant success in reining in the deficit and perhaps pushing to surplus in a short period of time. I don't think too many private sector economists would have a forecast as conservative as this.
Is that what you're doing? Choosing the worst figures you can to tell the best story you can in future?
Well, Waleed, I'm quite surprised to hear Craig James say that. I mean, the reality is, based upon what's actually in my EFOs, people can see what's called the confidence interval. They can see what consensus opinion is, and what they'll see is that we're right in the midpoint. So all of the assumptions that underlie our projections of the amount of deficit and debt going forward are based on the midpoint on the consensus levels, and you know, I find it extraordinary that someone would claim that it's in some way being manipulated, because it's there for everybody to see.
All right, let's look at the figures themselves. A blowout of $17 billion in this financial year, from $30 billion to $47 billion. $10.2 billion of that is your own new spending. Does it suggest that perhaps that shouldn't have been committed, or that you might need a rethink?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, look, I'm willing to concede that, yes, we have put additional money into certain areas. But let's look at what we've spent additional money on, Waleed. Now, $8.8 billion of that additional spending is money that's going to the Reserve Bank, because the Reserve Bank governor made it clear that the former Labor Treasurer, Wayne Swan, was drawing special dividends out of the Reserve Bank and bringing a fund called the Reserve Bank Reserve Fund down to levels that were well below the established precedent of it being at a 15% level. So they said that basically they wanted additional working capital. We gave them a grant of $8.8 billion. But I think there's a bigger story here too, Waleed. Now, Labor like to focus in on some of these smaller items. But the reality is, and Australians understand, that what we're seeing with respect to the budget, $123 billion of budget deficits, peak debt that's expected to reach $667 billion, that's not something that happens in 100 days. That's the consequence of 6 years of the former government, their approach to spending, massive surges in expenditure under the former government, and now we've taken a stock take. We are outlining for the Australian people the task at hand.
No, but hang on. You're talking about budget forecasts over the forward estimates over 4 years. The figures that we get today on that are almost meaningless, because it doesn't factor in policy changes and all the decisions and circumstances that will pertain over that period of time. That's why I'm focusing on this year. And what this year is telling us is that there is a blowout, more than half of which is a result of your direct spending promises and also your decision to cut certain taxes.
No. What today tells us is that the budget deficit is $47 billion. Now, you're saying, oh, hang on, more than half of the blowout. But the budget deficit is $47 billion.
Now, and you've added $10.2 billion.
Yes, and $8.8 billion of that $10.2 billion that you refer to, $8.8 billion of it is a one-off grant to the Reserve Bank because the Reserve Bank's reserve fund was so dangerously depleted by the former Labor government, who kept drawing special dividends out of the Reserve Bank in contrary to the express wishes of the Reserve Bank governor.
Is there a statement on record, because I haven't been able to find it, maybe you can enlighten me, is there a statement on record from the Reserve Bank that says we need this money, that we want that money?
I was former deputy, in the previous parliament, I was former deputy chairman of the House of Representatives Economics Committee, Waleed, and the Reserve Bank governor appears as a witness before that committee twice a year. We have an inquiry into Australia's monetary policy, and he made it very clear under questioning from coalition members of that committee that the treasurer, that is the former treasurer, Wayne Swan, had asked for special dividends in contrary to the express wishes of the Reserve Bank governor, who said the bank could not afford to give the special dividend, but the former Labor government took it anyway.
That's not my question. My question is, did they ask you for this money?
Yes, the Treasurer's made that clear on numerous occasions, that they wanted the Reserve Bank reserve fund to sit at the historic precedent level of 15%. And that's the reason why they're getting an $8.8 billion grant. But I'd stress to you, the bigger issue here is that the budget deficit is $47 billion. The forecast budget deficits are $123 billion. And this is a consequence of a government that has built in so much spending over the forward estimates and such huge growth in expenditure that we now have outlined for the Australian people the task at hand.
If it was so catastrophic, I would have expected to have seen cuts. I would have expected you to have announced...
Well, you've seen cuts.
No, we've seen extra spending. That's the point.
Indeed,
we're seeing an agenda that is to get rid of taxes that will cost the budget quite a lot of money. $7.3 billion over the next 4 years to get rid of carbon pricing, $3.4 billion to get rid of the mining tax. That's what this mid-year update shows. If you're that worried about the budget, why would you forsake so much revenue?
Well, because, Waleed, you're not painting the full story. The reality is with, for example, the mining tax, the abolition of the mining tax and the expenditure associated with it actually puts the budget in a better position. You see, you're just saying, well, the expenditure, decision to reduce the mining tax or cut the mining tax results in less revenue. But you're omitting the very important part of that, which is that we are also stopping the expenditure associated with the mining tax.
No, you're not. Not all of it.
We made hard decisions.
No, but the point is you're not. No, this is, there's not a clear equivalence here. In fact, didn't yesterday you just commit to spending $1 billion on road projects that were against the mining tax?
No, we have outlined, for example, to give you one example, the school kids bonus. We said that that would go. It was meant to be funded by the mining tax, which isn't raising any money, a mining tax that's making Australia less competitive, a mining tax that actually saw a massive increase in compliance for Australia.
Okay, but I've just cited an example of spending against the mining tax you are retaining and have specifically committed to retain as recently as yesterday. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're blending two things. Yes, we are putting increased spending into productive infrastructure because that's a better use of taxpayers' funds than having it doled out as cash splashes using borrowed money. But the important thing is this. We have $20 billion worth of savings that are currently on the floor of the Senate. $20 billion of savings. Now, out of that $20 billion, $5 billion of savings are actually Labor-announced savings. So savings Labor announced before the election, and that notwithstanding, Labor is now opposing those very savings measures on the floor of the Senate. So the best thing that could happen would be for the Labor Party to stop opposing their own savings measures, which we've adopted, because we're trying to do the right thing and get the budget back in control.
I'm still not clear on my roads question. Are you saying that the roads projects that you are funding is not at all funding that was originally slated against the mining tax? Because that's what the analysis is saying. So I'm intrigued if you've got a different perspective on that.
We are putting funding into infrastructure projects, and we are abolishing the mining tax.
Right.
To say that it's a consequence of the mining tax is completely
incorrect. No. This was funding that was to come from the mining tax and was going to be directed towards these projects.
But
you are saying you're abolishing all of the spending from the mining tax. I'm giving you an example to the tune of $1 billion where I don't think that's true.
Waleed, it is not coming from the mining tax. Now, obviously, if we're going to be spending money on infrastructure, then we're spending money on infrastructure. But the notion that you hypothecate from the mining tax to that road project or our particular road project is incorrect. We are attempting to abolish the mining tax. It would be done already if Labor had dealt with it. It would already be saving Australian taxpayers' money. The only reason it's not is because the Labor Party and the Greens in the Senate are blocking $20 billion worth of savings measures, which, as I said, ironically, includes $5 billion worth of savings announced by the Labor Party, and even more important, Waleed, actually booked as a savings in the PFO, that is the pre-election fiscal outlook, that Labor announced. So they booked it as a savings, and now they're in opposition. They're actually opposing it in the Senate.
Okay, we haven't been told exactly what cuts to expect to try to deal with this budget situation, and I'm not expecting you to break ranks and give me specific examples. Can you give us some light, some insight into the principles that you will use to determine who should have government money taken off them that they're currently receiving and who shouldn't?
Well, we've already indicated that there are certain, let's call them funding envelopes, that won't be changed. For example, we've indicated health spending, school spending, and we've also indicated our aspiration with respect to defence.
And you've also said that you won't raise the retirement age to 70. So there are a lot of things that are off the table. So who's going to feel the pain?
So, well, these are the hard decisions we're going to have to make.
Well, can you give me a sense of the principles you'll use?
Well, for example, what we were just speaking about with respect to the use of taxpayers' funds on infrastructure. Now, we think borrowing money to hand it out as a cash splash is a bad use of taxpayers' funds. We think it's a good use of taxpayers' funds to put that money into productive infrastructure that helps drive economic growth. So that's a clear example of a principled difference between our approach and the former Labor government's approach.
All right. Well, I'll see what I can extrapolate from that in the meantime. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. I know you've just stepped off a flight.
Good as gold. Thank you.
Steve Chiobo, Parliamentary Secretary to the Treasurer. 22 minutes past six.